obstacle course of growing up requires children to navigate their own development in the context of family relationships and influences of the broader society around them. Childhood is always a challenge, but especially so now, says Lesley University education professor Nancy Carlson Page.
There are many indicators, I think, of unhappiness. We see certainly more children with behavior problems in school and higher levels of anxiety and stress. You know, preschoolers are now being expelled from school at 3 times the rate of children from K to 12 schools.
Why are preschoolers being expelled?
Well, people are trying to understand this, but because they're acting out, because their behaviors are something that the schools don't feel they can manage.
And this is an increase?
Yes, it's a big increase, last 5 years or so. So I think there are indicators that children are experiencing stress and unhappiness.
All kids let off steam while playing. But some children today seem to be carrying a burden that's especially heavy. The sources of this condition and some solutions are discussed in Nancy Carlson Page's provocative book, Taking Back Childhood, Helping Your Kids Thrive in a Fast-Paced, Media-Saturated, Violence-Filled World.
In general, children have a sped-up life today. They're scheduled more than children ever were in the past. They're involved in more adult organized activities ever than in the past. Or if they're not, they're spending more time indoors, less time in play, and more time consuming media, often media that is violent in nature and more sexualized than they should be seeing. They're having less time in social relationships with other children, less time with their parents, less decompression time. That's very important. Less time to really relax and let down and have unstructured moments that they determine. They're more organized by adults for more hours of the day.
Just that wall-to-wall scheduling?
Yes, wall-to-wall scheduling is part of it, but we also have millions of children who are going home because their parents are working to an empty house, or maybe they're with a teenage sibling or an older child in the family, and they're watching inappropriate media. They're watching media, too many hours of it in the first place, but a lot of the content of the media is giving them messages that are too difficult to understand for their ages. Nobody's monitoring it. It's very scary. I was in a visiting a preschool classroom, 4-year-olds, where the teacher told me one little boy was seeing the movie Matrix over and over again because he had an older sibling who came home with him after school, and the parents both worked, as the majority of parents do. And the teenage sister was watching Matrix, and so the little boy was seeing it multiple times and bringing the anxiety and fear and confusion created by seeing that into the classroom.
I'm going to enjoy watching you die, Mr. Anderson.
It's a very violent movie, which is R-rated. It's adult content. It's not content for children. And when children see adult content in the media, which they see way too much of, part of that problem is we don't have decent ratings to protect children or ways to inform parents, and we also have deliberate marketing to young children of older content-rated movies. Those are very unethical practices that go on in the society and confuse parents and ultimately hurt children.
And so what are the consequences to the kids? They're exposed to images that are hyper-violent, hyper-sexualized. What effect does it have?
In the book, I quote a lot of different studies, and some of the studies relating to this show us that, first of all, that parents don't often know that content children have seen worries them as much as it does. When children see unsuitable content or inappropriate content, violent or sexualized content that they can't make sense of, they may be confused, they may be scared, they may feel very insecure and fearful.
What do you mean they can't make sense of it?
Well, if they see, let's say, a scene, a violent scene in a movie where, say, adults get into a fight and someone kills another person with a knife and there's blood and there's, you know, suffering or... You know, this is really scary material for a child. Children base their... what they know on what they can see. Young children don't understand the more subtle aspects of plot and character and the things when we look at a violent movie, we have a much broader context for understanding the violence we see. So we can put it in its place, if you will. It's often difficult for us adults to look at violence also, but we have a much better ability to put it in a larger context.
So what skills of filtering that out do children lack?
Right. Well, actually, those are capacities of cognitive development. Children don't see the world the way adults do. They see it qualitatively differently and at different ages. And too often, I think, there's been a confusion of boundaries between who we are as adults and how we understand children, a confusion between adults and children, so that some of what's happening in children's lives happens because we as a collective society of adults don't protect children as a special, precious group of human beings who need to be looked after in unique ways based on who they are as a special group.